Martin's joined us in our commentary position here at a near empty McCool Park now at this stage. Well, I suppose, Martin, first of all, Donegal coming through in the end quite convincingly, 220 to 115. What was your overall thoughts at the end of that?
Yeah, my overall thoughts was a good performance by Donegal. They never really looked in trouble at times. You know, at times, certain times, I suppose, Cavan get into the game, they got three scores in a row there, maybe in the second half, and three scores at period in the first half. But Donegal were always on top, and I thought Michael Murphy had a brilliant game out there in that midfield area. You know, looking at both Langan's first half performance was very exciting, because we need him coming through. We know how good he is in Donegal. Now, people in Ulster will have seen him after today's points kick in the first half, and Kieran Thompson's were brilliant, you know, because sometimes we're always dependent on Paddy McBurney and Michael Murphy to get the scores. Great to have these other players getting the scores, and then, you know, Cian Mulligan coming off the bench the second half, and the, you know, the pace he added to and everything else. So, look, it's good that we're getting a squad of players. That's the important thing, because the players that's missing, you know, Paddy McGrath missing for the first time, what, in 41 games he's made in a row since 2010. You know, disappointing for him, but Paddy now will be back hopefully the next day. You know, you will have Oran McNeilis back the next day, Marty Riley back the next day. These players, you know, the injured players, Martin McElhinney, I don't know what other players are, you know, are injured or there in the squad. So it makes a squad, and for the Super 8s, if you're going to get there, you're going to need a squad. So that point of view, very happy, Aussie. The only thing that worried me was turnovers. We can't afford against better teams. We had too many turnovers, particularly late on in the first half, where we took the wrong options up front.
But was that the case that we were that far in front and that dominant that maybe they just took
Yeah, and that's dead on, but you can't afford it against better teams. That's the one thing you can't afford to do. Look, at today it's okay, and you get away with it today against Cavan, but you won't against better teams. I suppose the other thing came out of it is, and me and you have done commentary in a lot of games, and we're always on about umpires' decisions and that. The umpires are going to have to start making decisions, right decisions. I mean, the ball that was flagged for a point the first half, and everybody in the ground knew it was wide. Because fairness, the referee went in and made the right decision. Even the goal, they got the two flags at him, let the people know on the ground that the point was disallowed. But the goal, they gave a free out and never crossed the flags at all. He should have crossed the flags there as well. But I don't know why. It seemed to be a problem. One of the problems coming in with umpires, I see in Croke Park, Hawkeye, it gets a lot of work every day, Hawkeye. Yeah. So, look, it's going to be big decisions made down the road, and players now are starting to feel... we're looking at it, that umpires are not confident, Oisín, and they're putting pressure on them. Yeah. And then the umpire gets all frustrated. So just need to look at umpires, at the whole umpiring thing, because one big call can make a difference.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear that you're here giving out about, I suppose, some negativity of umpires and officials, and not from Donegal's performance. Was there anything at all, Martin, there, apart from what you said about, I suppose, taking the foot off the gas and getting turned over too easy? Because when Donegal moved forward, I suppose they were let move forward at pace, but there was a fluidness to their football for large parts of the game.
I was in Cavan on Friday night there at a function in Cavan, and you could know that there were no wild confidence in Cavan, and they didn't have confidence in themselves in Cavan. You know, they didn't feel they were coming in. You could see that in the team. They didn't believe they were good enough to win it, and you know that was the disappointment Cavan's win. But Donegal's win, you still have to do the job and put them away. And look, it'll not be good enough to beat even Derry. Derry are very quiet. People say Derry in Division 4. Watch Derry. Derry will be very dangerous. And I'm not just saying that. Derry are going to be very dangerous in Celtic Park. You know, that Schlock-Neil player's back. They'll have a bit of time to get ready for the game and everything else. They know who they're playing now and everything else. And look, they'll be a different. They'll play with a system. They'll have a good system. They'll have a good defensive system. So we're just going to need more than we had today against them. But, you know, there were some great performers today. I mean, you don't talk all round. Everybody, I mean, happy enough the way they from a Donegal point of view. You can't say anything about Donegal happy enough with it. The only thing is, I was disappointed in the turnover. So 7 points from frees as well. Maybe give away too many frees. A lot of them are maybe late on, and a couple of high balls into the full back lane caused a wee bit of problems. But other than that, you're going to have that. It'll be a good day at the office.
Just finally, then, Donegal supporters will be a lot more confident about making an Ulster final now than what they would have been maybe yesterday.
Ah, yeah, we're always going to feel that. I don't know, with the easy side of the draw or not, you feel it's, you know, it's Tyrone and Monaghan, the big game next weekend, and Donegal now can sit back and watch that, the players and the management and everybody else and the people of Donegal enjoy the games next weekend and get ready for Derry. You can watch every other team play. Yeah, I think they'll be more confident. Look, you still should be good enough to get an Ulster final. That performance won't be good enough, might even be good enough to beat Derry, even the people mightn't think that, but it'll be a different game. It'll be a tougher game and a tighter game, and every ball will be very important in that game. But look, good enough. The one thing you do in a preliminary round, get it won, get out of the way, get it over, and now we move on and we enjoy our football and look forward to 2 weeks' time.